Kia ora, ko Tū Whenawaroa, ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. A High Court decision on customary marine title to part of Tauranga Moana has found there is no requirement that applicants held the land according to European concepts of ownership, and what counts under the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Act of 2011 is tikanga. The meaning of exclusive use and occupation must also be assessed with reference to particular tikanga. Justice Grant Powell found there was unequivocal evidence supporting the grant of customary marine title over Te Tāhuna o Rangatawa, an estuary in the southern part of the harbour, to five applicants, Ngā Pōtiki, Ngāti Pūkenga, Ngāti He, Ngāi Tū Kairangi, and Ngāti Tapu. Those hapu continue to hold area in accordance with tikanga since historical occupation some 300 years ago, and show the level required of use and occupation through strong whakapapa links, active customary practices, and exercising their role as kaitiaki to protect and preserve the area. There was insufficient evidence to support the inclusion of Ngāti Ruahine and Ngāi Te Ahi in the title. The court also found customary rights in the foreshore of Te Tāhuna o Rangatawa were not extinguished by the Tauranga Foreshore Vesting and Endowment Act of 1915, and even if they had, those rights would have been reviewed by the Foreshore and Seabed Endowment Revesting Act of 1991. Ngāi Tahu is looking to reopen the doors of its tourist attractions. Tourism staff at the various Ngāi Tahu Holdings companies went from 348 to 39 at the start of the pandemic. Chief Executive Mike Pōhio says it is gradually reopening depending on the individual circumstances of each attraction, and there are now over 100 tourism kaimahi. He says despite the shock of being cut off from its international customers, the iwi was determined to grow its tourism portfolio, especially in areas where it can tell the Ngāi Tahu story.
You'll see in future as a growth, for example, in guided walks, those personal experiences that we can share, quite unique ones in this wonderful country that we have.
Meanwhile, Ngāi Tahu's Agro Dome in Rotorua is set to reopen just before Christmas, with new treats in the new year. Joe Ellison, Te Runanga o Ngāi Tahu's General Manager of Corporate Services, says it will start with two farm tours a day and one sheep show. Once new General Manager David Blackmore comes on in January, after several years managing another Rotorua area attraction, the Waimangu Thermal Valley, the 50-year-old farm park will start adding to its menu of shearing, baby animals and dog trials. Extras could include show jumping, western riding, wood chopping, honey spinning and more. Ms. Ellison says it wants to give manuhiri an insight into how and where their food is grown and produced, and a chance to buy local premium products, as well as see what sustainable carbon neutral agriculture can look like. And that is your Wātea News.